We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is that his theme song?
He went big. A million volunteers per state for his campaign. That's a lot of folks.
Didn't he raise $1 million like in the first hour?
Are there a million people in Rhode Island?
I don't know.
That's big. So Bernie's in.
What are we up to now? How many?
He seems pretty fired up.
They're like, what, 12 dozen Democrats running?
We're about there. So Bernie's in. No surprise there. But, and Bernie had great luck being an old man galvanizing the youth vote, galvanizing a lot of young people. He has defied odds in many, many ways.
Giving hope to old guys everywhere, Jory.
Yeah.
He's what? He's 78?
70. He would be 79 if elected in 2020. So 77, maybe. Yeah, somewhere in there. So he's, again, we don't do math on the show.
We don't do math. No.
But that would be Bernie. And he was asked on, what was I watching this morning, CBS this morning, about his age. And he said, you know, I've been blessed with good health and good energy. You see some 90-year-olds, you know, running marathons. And then you see some 50-year-olds falling asleep at the wheel. So that's Bernie.
He said... in fact, he was asked if he should step aside for a fresh batch of contenders. He's 77, by the way. Bernie replied, quote, "We have to look at candidates, you know, not by the color of their skin, not by their sexual orientation or their gender, and not by their age." So, yeah, ageism is a real thing.
Right.
And look, shouldn't be discriminating based on age.
Energy and the stamina for the job. You know, President Trump is getting up there, and he's got tons of energy. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. He's going to rallies, doing all sorts of stuff. So he's got lots of energy. But I was proud as I watched CNN's town hall last night with Don Lemon, who I used to work with at Fox News.
Here's some Don Lemon stories. City.
I do have Don Lemon stories, but they are really old. I'd have to go way in the Wayback Machine and remember.
That's okay.
What they were, because we used to go drinking after the 10 o'clock news at Fox 5 in New York City. Anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Amy Klobuchar, and he said he got a deep dive immersion lesson on how to pronounce her name, Klobuchar. He said some people say Klobuchar, but yeah, most of us say Klobuchar. So Amy Klobuchar on the CNN town hall, I thought she performed magnificently. And I'm the one who said she shouldn't run. We should save her for another time.
Save her?
We should save her because I, again, having lost all faith in the American electorate, do believe that President Trump really has a shot at getting reelected, which hurts my stomach to say. But it absolutely is a real thing. It could happen in 2020.
Geraldina, if it's the will of the people,
it will happen. Yeah. So.
And here's the thing. Let me mention that Amy is going to be on with Dave Lee tomorrow morning at 7:20.
What a get.
To the best of my knowledge. So please tune in for that for the very latest.
I have guest envy that he's going to be able to talk to her. But that's great. We will be tuning in. We'll grab some clips and we'll play it here on the show. But Amy really did a great job in, I think, expressing her opinion, I think representing Minnesota, I think presenting herself as a moderate, which is the pushback that I'm hearing about today. It's all over CNN. Well, she's too moderate. She's too middle of the road. She's too down to earth. She's too common sense. They say the party of Democrats is all left. It's all Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's like a tongue twister, and I can't say
it
fast.
It's a tough one.
It's all Bernie.
AOC.
Yeah, there you go. AOC. It's all Bernie. And they say she is not left enough for the party of Democrats.
I don't know. I think a lot of Republicans clap their hands with glee when they see what's happening right now with Democrats taking this apparent swerve to the left. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's universal health care, free public college for everybody.
What Elizabeth Warren said, for universal child care until they're five now. That's $7 billion a year, I believe. So I can see why the Republicans like the way the Democratic Party is going. But Amy defied that. Yesterday she talked about, here's what she said when she talked about Medicare for all.
Well, I think it's something that we can look to for the future, but I want to get action now. And I think the best way we do that is something that we actually wanted to do back when we were looking at the Affordable Care Act and we were stopped, was trying to get a public option in there. Mm-hmm. And that is a way, if you all remember that debate, that is a way to provide a public alternative that's real, even beyond the exchange.
Oh, I cut her off, but she was talking about a public alternative that's real. She's not talking about things that are so pie in the sky that we can't possibly grasp. She's talking about change that can actually be made in 4 or 8 years.
And I was impressed too. Again, I don't know if America is ready for full frontal socialism. I don't think so. I may
they're
be
not.
Wrong.
No, they're not. Nobody is. Well, many people aren't.
Well, but a lot of people realize that the current system is not benefiting enough people. I mean, income inequality, wealth inequality, the clumping of wealth that we see right now. I think Americans believe in the American dream. As long as it applies to everybody.
That's right.
If you suddenly say, well, the American dream only applies to 1, 2, or 3% of the population, then all bets are off. So I think more than any time I can remember, you know, talk of socialism and talk of a wealth tax for people making $50 million or worth $50 million. I mean, that stuff resonates. It didn't resonate 10, 20 years ago.
I also don't agree that socialism and a wealth tax of people that are worth $50 million and over are the same thing. Those
no,
are exclusive
no, those are
ideals.
Two different things.
Correct.
But these are some of the things being bandied about in order to pay for some of these programs.
And then we hear things like, she just mentioned healthcare, but we hear, you know, free college. Yeah, great. The Bernie got a lot of play for free college. So yes, while that's great and pie in the sky and expensive, here's how Amy commented on that. And we took a step back and we thought, oh, well, maybe that's a path toward being reasonable and a path toward help for student debt and not paying for it all. This is what Amy had to say on free college.
I am not for free 4-year college for all. No. If I was a magic genie and could give that to everyone and we could afford it, I would. I'm just trying to find a mix of incentives and make sure kids that are in need, that's why I talked about expanding Pell Grants, can go to college and be able to afford it.
I kind of want her to be a magic genie, but if she can't be, there's a plan. There's a middle of the road. It's not just, you know, free college, which, yeah, would be great if we didn't have to pay for it, but there's a way to do it.
I still think there's a place for pragmatic, middle of the road, common sense. And I don't know. I think Senator Klobuchar can peel away a lot of independents. Mm-hmm. And even some moderate Republicans. And so can, in theory, so can Bernie. I mean, you're not feeling the burn?
I'm not, you know, here's the deal. I'm not feeling the burn because I think, like, the AOCs of the world have taken it too far left. And who knows? Maybe that's the future of the Democratic Party. But if that is, then I'm seeing a three-party system coming up real quick. Because there's a lot of registered Democrats like me that are not on board with that. And although I don't think a wealth tax is a bad idea, there is, like, the Amy way. The moderate way, the maybe we can't do universal college for all, but we can get those in need at least an associate's degree. We can help pay for 2 years of college for some and then have a plan for them to pay off the next two. There are steps that can be taken. So if the Democratic Party is set on moving way to the left, that we're all going to be living on kibbutzim, you know, like they do in Israel, where everyone is paid the same and everyone eats at long tables, which is great for Israel, then I think there's going to be a third party that evolves that's down the middle.
Trump was the reaction to Obama. What is the reaction to President Trump? Is it moderation? In which case you could make the argument for Amy Klobuchar. If the reaction to Trump, and by the way, there was nothing moderate or conciliatory about President Trump's campaign. It was pretty much in your face.
Absolutely.
I mean, he wasn't necessarily looking for common ground. He was speaking to those people who have not participated in the upside, who feel like the system is rigged. Some of the same things that Bernie's been talking about for a long time. Oh, it's going to be an interesting ride, Jor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.